Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
Another candidate who has declared for directly elected mayor of Limerick is Sarah Beasley. Sarah is a member of the AIM2 party and has been on this show a number of times over the years, highlighting different issues. For this campaign, she says she's focusing on issues like homelessness, addiction and mental health. And she pledges to provide more shelter, support services and advocates for accountability in governance, among other things. And she's with us in the studio this morning, among all of the candidates that we are talking to on the Limerick Today show. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. Now, as I mentioned, you've been on the show over the years, but let's take a moment for you to explain your background to our listeners, where you've come from, your interest in politics in Limerick.
Yes, look, I'm just an ordinary person. I've lived in Limerick. I came back to Limerick when I was 18, and I've studied as a veterinary science nurse, did advanced nursing in veterinary work. Always wanted to work with animals, and then I switched to the corporate world, and I was a credit manager in multinationals working up in Dublin, and I came back and settled back in Limerick back in 2000. Where I've started to bring up and raise my family. So I live in Rebogue, as I say, ordinary person with a mortgage. But I just fell into politics, to be honest. And, you know, the big thing for me is that I'm out on the streets every day in Limerick, and it really is not shining like it should be.
When you say you fell into politics, how?
I don't know. I just, I was always interested in it, but never saw myself being in it. And I went to with another political party, and I became a constituency secretary. So I've done all the work in the background for the last 10 years. So while everyone's ringing in looking for housing or for street lighting or for potholes be filled in, I'd be the one logging everything with the council. So I'd worked closely with the council for the last 10 years with senior executive people, etc.
AIM2 is a relatively new and one of the smaller parties. So why AIM2 for you?
I just think it's common sense politics. I really admire Paddy Tabeen. So when he set up AIM2, I felt it was the right fit for me. We are very much focusing on people that are vulnerable in society. And as I say, it's just real common sense politics. And I think that is drawing people to us. Obviously, we were the only political party that looked for a no-no in the referendum. And it was an overwhelming no-no. And I think the people are really starting to sit up and listen to us, which is fantastic.
And when you say common sense, Sarah, do you mean that you're not driven by any ideology? Are you taken from the left and the right, or is there an ideology at the heart of AIM2?
I do. I think we're a centre politics, and look, we've got really good policies across the board, whether it's agriculture or housing. We are people from every different political party you could think of that were maybe members or supporters, and we just felt that we had no home in politics. So we formed AIM2, and yes, we're very small, but we really are bouncing up, and look, people are interested in us. People know us at the doors now. They love to see Paddy Tabeen on TV and radio shows. They just think this man has the right mood for the country at the moment as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Sarah Beasley, who is AIM2's candidate for directly elected mayor of Limerick, and that election is taking place on Friday, the 7th of June. I know, because you've been with us before talking about issues like homelessness and addiction in Limerick. Was there a personal motivation for your interest in that initially?
I think what happened, yes, I've always, when I see people begging on the street, since I was a child, which we would have seen more so up in Dublin as we were growing up. But then it's just, it's so prevalent around the city. Driving through this morning, you can see people getting up out of their beds on the street. We cannot, you know, showcase Limerick at the moment until we fix the problems, which is street homelessness and addiction.
Did you have a close friend who was directly impacted?
Yes. I met her on the street. I took her home. I got her into treatment. She fell out of treatment. She was a beautiful woman. She was a mother of two beautiful children that were taken into care. And I suppose I tried to help her the whole time to get those children back. Unfortunately, the addiction became too much for her, and she took her own life. And that affected me very badly to get that phone call. And, you know, no one missed her. That was the sad thing. Nobody missed her. Obviously, her children were informed. They didn't even know their mother. And that is happening more and more in Limerick. Parents are losing the children. They're in addiction. There's not much help to get them back. So, look, it's something I'm very, very passionate about.
And I know it's something that you work on, including voluntarily, on the ground in Limerick. But how could being directly elected mayor impact on it?
Well, look, I was actually looking at the budget for Limerick. Would you believe it's 1.4 billion just to run Limerick City and County? So what?
No, I have to. I'm sorry, no, but I have to make the same point I'm making to all the other candidates when they mention that huge figure. A lot of that relates to HAP, which is centralised service for the whole country, including Limerick. The estimate is that the actual budget for Limerick, still a lot of money, is about 450 million a year.
Well, look, 8 million for directed elected mayor, it's a drop in the ocean.
That's the yearly figure that the directly elected mayor themselves will have top of that budget.
And it's very little when you think of it. So obviously I'd be calling for more hostel beds. That makes sense to get people off the street. People come into Limerick to not see what we should be seeing. We have this beautiful Georgian city on the River Shannon, and yet people come in. The first thing they see is addicts and homelessness. So we have to make an effort. If I was elected as mayor, I would be calling for more hostel beds, an addiction centre in the city where we could actually get these kids off the street. They want help. They desperately want help when you talk to them, and there is nowhere for them to go.
And I'm sure listeners would be interested. Are you clear on how you go from calling for it as directly elected mayor to delivering it on the ground?
Yeah, well, look at all the Georgian houses that we have that are laying bare. We could get them done up. We could get people in them. We could get a step-down programme going. You know, I've looked at the figures. It can be done. I mean, to get hostel beds at an addiction centre might cost a couple of million on the first year. Then let's move on to developing the River Shannon and developing the Georgian Centre in Limerick. It's a year on roll on 8 million, so there's a lot that can be achieved. But let's start at the basics. Let's clean up the streets. Let's clean up the city, and then we can move on.
I think all, if not the majority of candidates, accept that the powers of the directly elected mayor are not at the level that was promised in the run-up to the local referendum that many people listening this morning voted for. At the same time, powers of the chief executive will transfer to the directly elected mayor. It means there'll be a lot of administration in this role, a lot of working with council officials, and indeed with the 40 elected councillors. How are you going to manage that? Is there anything in your background that would give you the experience to do that?
Yes, I've, as I explained, I worked in the corporate world. I actually worked for ESAT, so I worked directly with Dennis O'Brien on his senior team. We turned round and set up a telcos in Dublin for the whole country. I led a team of 100 people for systems analysis, credit control, fraud, the lot. So I've worked, as I say, with very senior people in the country, and we developed a fantastic communications company that eventually British Telecom came and purchased. So I've worked with at a high level.
Right. So I think even Dennis O'Brien would admit there's a big gap between Dennis O'Brien and Aintu, which you're a member at the moment. But do you think that what you learned in the private world is transferable to a big public organisation like the council?
Definitely. And look, if you treat people with kindness and you're transparent in who you are, and you work together, I have never really, when I worked in the corporate world, never fail to deliver, because when you work for someone of that standard, he expected you to deliver on time. But at the end of the day, we would have to be a team in that council, and teamwork is not an I in team. So yes, I think I could deliver that.
Con Murray, the former chief executive, has done an interview with us, and you can see some of it on video and indeed all of it on podcast if you go to live95.ie or the Live95 app. And one of the points that he made was he believes that what is expected of the directly elected mayor in those first 100 days, let's call them, he thinks is extremely onerous, that there's a huge expectation on the mayor.
There would be. Look, at the end of the day, 38% vote people voted for the mayor and 34% people didn't. People do not want a politician in this role.
Just explain the percentages there to me.
It was 34-4. Or 38-4, sorry, for the mayor, and 34 against, and then the rest was the people that didn't vote for it. There's not really a want for this mayor, but it's here. I would like it. I think
they say that, you know, decisions are made by those who turn up in the polling booths, don't they, in any situation?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it was a majority of those who chose to vote.
Definitely. Yeah. And on the door, people are saying, look, we don't want the same politicians getting in, the same results. They want something different. And I think an ordinary person, just like I'm a mum, you know, I get up and go to work every day, but my work is about compassion. And I think that could be completely different to other people.
Is part of the reason that you're standing for this that it helps with your profile in terms of other elections?
It's actually not. I had my arm twisted to run at all. I wasn't one of the candidates for A2 at the beginning. We had somebody else running in my area, and then he decided to go independent. And then I get the phone call from the boss, Padder, and he said, look, you've done a lot of work, go for it. You know, I do have an autoimmune disease. It's a struggle every day, but that's me. I'm the type. I empower myself to get up and go to work.
Because the truth of the matter is that elections for both are on the same day, aren't they?
Yeah,
so the
yes.
campaigns are running separately but side by side
for the
locals and for the direct elected mayor.
Two ballot papers with my face on it. And look, I have to get out there and explain who I am, because people do know me, and then there's a massive section of Limerick County that don't know me, so there's a lot of work ahead.
Well, that's a very good point, in the sense that it's a huge constituency, and you know, the estimates are extraordinary for the number of votes required to first preferences to be in the battle.
Exactly.
I mean, they're talking 25,000 plus.
Yeah.
So how are you going to manage that?
Look, well, I have to, but I want to go out and I want to meet people and say, look, we need more lifestyle change in Limerick. We need allotments, we need community festivals. We should have that going on all around the county, that people from the city should be actually going, well, Jesus, there's something going out now in Federmore, let's all go out. At the moment, anything that's happening is city centre based. We have to reach out to the people in the county. I believe they have a better lifestyle than we do. But yeah, we need to work as a, you know, Limerick is Limerick, not city and county, so let's work together.
What's your opinion on parties that have not yet selected and declared a candidate for the directly elected mayor?
It's very strange. I would have thought they would have been out way before the candidates that, you know, are not with a party at all. So, look, I think it's because I'm knocking on the doors and people really don't want this mayor, to be honest. And now I've been knocking on the doors today and saying, well, actually, I'm running too. But
and what are they saying to you, that they don't want this mayor?
They just don't want the same nepotism and the same politicians. People want new faces. That's all they want. And what they've said is they don't.
But this
really
is a new position. I mean, not to mention new face.
Yeah. And I think an ordinary person who walks around Limerick and said, what do we need? We need an influx of tourism. So therefore, we need to have the place looking nice, you know. So 8 million, look, I'd be flowers, allotments, community festivals. We have the River Shannon. It's not being used. I think that's scandalous. We should have boats going up and down. We could have boats going up to Athlone.
And do you believe that the 40 elected councillors after the local elections will look at whoever the directly elected mayor is with skepticism, that they'll be going, well, hang on now, we were running this area for years before this directly elected mayor came along, and it could prove politically very difficult. And there may even be people within the council who, you know, from the side of those who are working full time in it, who might think, what's this about?
Yeah, look, you'd be maybe walking into a minefield, but I do think my personality is that I do pull people together. I have a great team on the ground even now that I would have met through people looking for a house, and all of a sudden they're getting behind me, knocking on the door. People are saying, you're just ordinary, Sarah, but you seem to gather people. I gather people to do the homeless outreach, just normal people that go, you know what, we'll come out and help. So it'll be, I'd say, quite challenging. But at the same time, I think that I could definitely cope with that.
Okay. Well, listen, we're very aware that this is a forum for this role. And, you know, with everything that's going on in national politics at the moment, and local elections around the country and European elections as well, we want to talk to the candidates. We're going to have some debates as well. There is an excellent page on the Live 95 website. And if you find, go to the news section, you will see under directly elected mayor a lot of updates, explanations, stories on candidates, etc., all in one place, which hopefully will help you to decide which way you are going to vote on Friday the 7th of June. AIM2 candidate for directly elected mayor of Limerick, Sarah Beasley, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.